The Pasuk says that after the Kohen is mashpia her, the Shvua to Allah, the woman says Amen Amen. What is this Amen Amen referring to? Amen ala Allah. Amen ala Shvua. One Amen is a Kabbalah that she is makabo on herself the curse, and the other Amen is that she is makabo on herself the Shvua, that the Kohen is mashpia her. Amen mi'ishda. Amen mi'ish achar. She is makabo on herself the Shvua to Allah, whether she was mezana with this person that the Baal suspected that she was mezana with and was makana her, or even if she was mezana with somebody else, not with this person, the Mayim will be bedekar. Amen shelo satisi arusa unesua b'shameris yavam uknusa. She is makabo on herself this Allah, whether she was mezana while she was an arusa or while she was an nesua. And if she's a yavama, she is makabo on herself the Allah if she was mezana while she was a shameris yavam, meaning during the period between the time her husband dies and before the Yibam, or while she was a Knusa, the period after the Yavam was Miyabim her. Even though the Iker Shvua is that she was a Mizana while she was a Nesua, Ayidei Gilgal Shvua, the Baal could be Mashpir her for the period while she was in Arusa and the Shemeris Yavam. Gilgal Shvua means is that once you are allowed to make somebody take a Shvua, you can also make that person take a Shvua on other things. Amen Shalom Nitmesi, then it may see Yavobi. This is an explanation of that which we said, that one Amen is on the Allah and the other Amen is on the Shvua. One Amen is Shalom it may see that she was not Mizana Tachas Bala. This is a Kabbalah on the Shvua. And the other Amen is in it may see Yavobi. If she was Mizana, she accepts upon herself the Allah that the Mayan will be Baitakar. Rabbi Meir Oimer Amen Shalom it may see. Amen Shalom Etma. Rabbi Meir says that she is makabo on herself that she was not mezana in the past, and she is also makabo on herself that she will not be mezana in the future. As Rabbi Meir holds, if she is mezana in the future, the mayim will be coughed back into her throat and will be baitakar. Masecha Soita, Parfez Mishnevah. Hakol Shavin She'ein Mas Me'ima Lo HaKodin She'tidareis V'lo HaMe'acher She'tidgarz. Everybody agreed that the Kohen can't make her take a Shvua that she wasn't Mizana during the period before she was Niskatchet to this Baal. And also he can't make her take a Shvua she wasn't Mizana during the period that she was divorced. The Mishnah goes on to explain this case. Nisra la'achar v'nitmes. V'achar kachis zira lo hayamas me'ima. If she was divorced, and during the period that she was divorced, she went into Yichud with somebody else and she was Mizana with him. And then the Baal remarried her. And then after he remarried her, he was makana her. And she was miyachid with that person. And now he is making her take a shvua. He can't make her take a shvua that she wasn't mizana during the period that she was divorced before he remarried her. Zahaklam. This is a rule. Kol shetibal v'loi haisa asur lo lo hayamas mima. During any period that if she was mizana during that period, she would not have become usher to him, then he can't make her take a shvua that she wasn't mezana during that period. So therefore, if she was mezana during the time that she was divorced, before the Baal remarried her, the Mayan would not be bodeker, since that znus did not usher on herself from remarrying her husband.